Castle City Podcast, January 22nd, 2017. You can drop us a line at hustlecitypodcast@gmail.com. You can tweet at us at hustlecitypod. You can check out our Facebook page, Hustle City Podcast. We also have a Patreon account. You can check that out, patreon.com/hustlecitypodcast. Help us keep the lights on for a couple more days. Holy moly. What's up, everybody? We got Prod Matt here. We got Superstar MC, and we've got Sugar Sam in the house.
What's going on, everybody?
What's up?
Good evening.
We got also Get Out, where you can listen to us on Stitcher or iTunes. Rate and review while you're there. Drop us a line. I'm down.
How are the rankings looking?
Official doing
the numbers.
Official Podomatic rankings breakdown. If you don't mind, Prod Matt.
Yeah, let me pull it up here.
Looks like he's very much.
You have to pull it up. I don't.
We are now currently number 970 in comedy.
Nice.
That's it. Well, only way to go is up.
When we upload an episode, it'll go up to number 100. Because it's gotcha. It's ridiculous.
It's a lot of fluctuation.
People love content.
Good content, baby. That's what we're here to provide, straight from Hustle City. And actually across the nation, we got a wide range of eclectic three states represented here.
It's impressive. Two time zones.
Yeah, the time zone thing still messes me up. I didn't even think about that being 10 o'clock for you guys. I don't normally wake up till about 10 a.m. anyway, so it's just a ridiculous, it's basically the opposite whatever you guys are running on.
When I first moved out here, I changed to like Japanese time in my head. So I started waking up, like I was waking up here at like 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And I was like, wait, what just happened? It's 3 in the afternoon in St. Louis. Like, how the hell is this happening? I should be waking up at 6. That blew my mind.
So I just always assume you guys are in the past 2 hours.
Yeah. Yeah, we are as far as primetime television is concerned.
Jesus. I'm like sitting there looking. Yes.
Go ahead.
I was looking to watch The Simpsons like a few weeks ago, and I'm like, okay, yeah, like 6:30, something like that. No, 8:30 for The Simpsons. I'm like, that's ridiculous. What? I just want to watch The Simpsons episode. Jesus.
Why do I eat?
Yeah, exactly. That's my dinner show.
Yeah, you know, I've never really thought about that. That, like, if you guys want to watch something, we watch at 7, you got to hope to God you're out of work. Like, does it work that way? Like,
no, they push everything.
They just delay it out there.
They push everything way back.
Yeah, Mountain Time and Central Time run they air at the same time as the East Coast does, so it'll be 6, 5, and 4 or whatever. And then for the West Coast, because no one here sleeps anyways, they just bump it way back to 8, so it actually airs here at 10 o'clock your time. It's
Jesus.
But we got HBO Go, so we just get that shit anyways.
Yeah, now it doesn't matter, you just stream everything online.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a technological just wonderland out there if you like watching stuff. It
really is.
Speaking of The Simpsons, last week they had an hour-long episode.
What?
Wow.
Yeah, it was called The Great Fatsby. And it was about Monty Burns. Monty Burns was old money, and then this hip-hop rapper was like new money. And it was hilarious. It was so good. I loved it.
I'm going to check that out. Sounds good.
The fact that they did an hour-long episode blew my mind. I was like, oh, shit, this is crazy.
Yeah, they've never done that, have they?
Not really. I mean, usually they're, like, split between weeks. Like, it might be like, oh, like, when Monty Burns got shot.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That was nuts.
Because that was, like,
like 3 months or 4 months to find out who.
Yeah, it was a season finale. It was a season finale, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was that old school cliffhanger. Everybody went nuts.
Yeah, that was intense. But like,
when was that?
I was in high school, so
1991, 92.
I was in high school, so it was 95 or 96.
Okay. Damn. Am I correct on that? Like everybody went nuts. Dude, it's like they were just like talking about it on like the radio and stuff.
It was 1995. It was 1995.
Yeah, the reason I remember that is because my wonderful school system, we actually watched all the episodes. Like, we had gone to block scheduling at that point, so we had hour and a half long classes. That's what we did one day. We watched the three Simpsons episodes about him getting shot. I think there's three of them. It might just be two. I can't remember.
Yeah, two. They had the anchor because he was blocked out the sun. He was just being a jerk to everybody. Like Lisa said, yeah, I'd like to settle his hash.
I love the line. I forget what it was. It's something about like taking candy from a baby proved to be harder than he thought or something like that.
Then he tries to steal the candy from a baby and he like can't do it because he's too old.
They had like all those clues and stuff, and everybody was talking about it. They were like, "It's got to be Waylon Smithers."
No. Yeah, the M is upside down.
Yeah, that was ridiculous. The whole thing, it was great.
And it revealed Maggie Simpson's homicidal tendencies.
But you can only watch your father choke your brother so long before something's bound to happen.
Yeah. That makes sense.
We just used the Netflix to watch that Jessica Jones, and
Is that good?
I don't know. It wasn't bad, but the whole time, like the villain in it is a guy who does like mind control. He'll tell you to do something, you do it, and it wears off after however long. And like after about the fifth episode, I'm like looking at Teresa, and I'm like, God damn it, they make noise canceling phones. Why the hell are these people even just walking up to him to fight him? It's never going to end well. But overall, it wasn't bad. It wasn't bad. It was not Daredevil, but it was pretty good.
Yeah, have you watched Luke Cage?
No, that's next on the docket. He's in Jessica Jones a lot.
There's actually there's a website. I don't have it like on me, but like it has like the whole timeline for the Marvel Cinematic Universe. And so it's like Jessica Jones happens like around the same time that like Daredevil happens. Like Luke Cage is like the latest one, but like it'll even like say like which episodes go like, so like some of the Daredevil episodes are like before Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. like season 3, and you know, so like I was going through the whole entire, all the movies, all the TV shows for a while, and then I kind of burn out. Now I haven't watched any superhero stuff in like a month.
Yeah, it's wild. Like, I think I got that same thing. Like, it starts with Iron Man, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, it goes. There's this web list, and it's like Iron Man, and it says how it affects Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., and then how it affects the Avengers, and how it affects the Captain America movie that's coming up. Then the Hulk's next. And that's how it affects Captain America and the Daredevil show, and then Iron Man 2 with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., Thor, and the Avengers, and then Captain America, the first Avenger, and how it affects Agent Carter. They actually did a really good job, like, linking all that stuff.
I like Agent Carter a lot.
Iron Fist that's coming out soon.
What was that?
Oh, yeah.
Iron Fist, and then later this year will be the Defenders, where they put them all together.
Oh, man.
And then I think there's a standalone Punisher coming in 2018.
A lot of that, the Marvel stuff, I don't know, there's so much of it, which is cool, but I can't watch so much of it at one time, because it starts to feel like, I mean, it's a little campier as far as television goes. Because they want to reach as wide an audience as possible, which is nice, but it really starts to like, okay, yeah, I don't know, it's
a kind of thing.
It's overload, because like when I was like a kid in 90, you know, or 89, 90, I'm like, man, why don't they have any cartoon, or comic book, anything? Yeah. Like, it was like going to a store just to like find a Batman shirt. like Batman the movie was the only thing that was out, and now I can't like turn around without seeing like an Iron Man cartoon on or
yep.
Like if I had told somebody Iron Man like when I was in school, they'd be like, who?
Yeah.
What the hell are you talking about? Yep. X-Men? What?
When I was in college, when I like came back in town, I like had like a few friends over and we watched like I think it was called I don't know if it was just the Avengers or if it was like Avengers Assemble or something, like it was one of the cartoons. And so we watched it, and it was so funny because like Spider-Man shows up, and the best line of the whole entire show is like it's a talent show, and then like they're like, are you gonna get off the stage? Or are we gonna have to beat you off? It was just like, what?
Have you guys watched the latest trailer for the Old Man Logan movie?
I haven't, no. Actually.
It looks pretty badass. Yeah. Old Patrick Stewart playing even older Patrick Stewart.
I can't wait. I love the X-Men really stuff. I can't wait for the new Spider-Man movie.
Yeah.
Spider-Man Homecoming.
Captain America Civil War, and I like that a lot better than the other two Captain America films.
I can't believe that's on Netflix.
Yeah, those have all gotten better.
Yeah, it is on. That was weird that it's on Netflix.
Netflix.
No, I watch it on HBO.
I think an exclusivity with them.
Yeah, Netflix and Marvel have a deal together.
Because they gave them the Daredevil show, and they gave them all Luke Cage and Jessica Jones, so they're just like, hey. Go ahead and pop that on there.
Thank you, Disney.
Our movies.
I think they decided, like, we don't need to wait to make it anymore. We can put it all on right now. So let's just take up every studio in the lot and mass produce the shit out of it.
They're going to come out with 15 more films this year. It's,
well, it's they realize, like, Netflix doesn't, like there was like a study, like they asked people, they go, well, do you want to keep your subscription at, like, this is when it was like $7.99 or $6.99 or whatever. Do you want to keep it at this and we'll do a little, like a few ads, or do you want to have no ads and we'll bump it up to $10? And people were like, bump it up to $10. And like, and they get more and more subscriptions still, like, just because they have no ads, and they make partnerships with people. But like now, like just recently, there was a story about Netflix that they've canceled a lot of their like TV network deals. So like a lot of like the normal shows that they had, they won't have anymore because they're like, no, we don't want to pay you. We want to invest in our own shows. That's why they're coming out with so much original content now. They've invested I think it's like $700 million next year for shows they're developing.
Wow. No, they want to be their own network, and that's what all these other companies do. That's what I was like when back when WWE did that, when they formed their own network. That was a huge industry game changer, because up until then, there hadn't been anything other than just sports channels. But they only just did it like during their season, and that's when it was relevant. But then he just said, okay. Because so much of his business was based on pay-per-view that's provided by the cable companies. When he decided, I'm not going to give any money to the middleman anymore, so I'm going to charge only $10 for my pay-per-views instead of $60, and I get all the money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
When you do that immediately, because you're like, that's why HBO Go did this. That's why everybody's following suit. Netflix was doing this. Just they're like, oh, we got so much stuff. We got enough money to start making our own stuff.
Like the only network that Netflix like is still working with is BBC, because they have like British television is totally different than American television. Like they only have like 6 episodes a season, like at the most. Yeah. And like they have huge breaks, but like, and like if you watch Sherlock, each episode,
the shows are amazingly well done,
and they're all an hour and 30 minutes long. But there's only 4 episodes per season.
Crap.
But But it's crazy because the other thing is they're spending like whatever $700 million on their own programming now, but they make like maybe $100 million in profit, like maybe, like it's crazy. That blows my mind. It's like holy shit. Like what? Like
that's it.
Like why? What is going on? I'm like I know why. It's because like it's only parents buy Netflix. And then everyone in their family uses the same account.
No, exactly.
Like, yeah, I don't have my own Netflix account. I ain't scared.
I've got like eight different people signed on to mine. I don't even know who half of them are. Just like, oh, okay. Well,
yeah, somebody just keeps giving it away to somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. If it starts getting out of hand, it starts affecting my daily routine. Heads are gonna roll, but until then, just
change the password, and then they're screwed.
Yeah.
Can you imagine how irate you'd be if it worked for like 2 years, and then you went to sit down and watch something, and it didn't work anymore? Like, oh, yeah, you're not paying for it, but you know, you'd be like, God damn it!
No, why? That happened with my
people at the Trump inauguration.
Oh, we went pretty good a long time without mentioning.
It's just a joke. We don't have to mention it. It's just a joke.
You don't want to get into it?
Oh, I don't care.
I think we should.
I bleed red.
Oh, you're...
Me too.
Wisconsin.
Wait, which one's red? Are Democrats red or Republicans red?
Republicans, I believe.
Yeah, I don't even fucking know.
Oh, yeah,
Republicans. Or do I care?
Red versus blue, baby.
That's right.
I looked at a map the other day, and for some reason, they had all the Republican, like we were looking at an electoral map, they had all the Republican states as blue, and I got so confused. I was like, what the
fuck? Oh, man.
Who did,
yeah,
who did this? Blue, I'm like, I'm so confused. Mind.
No, yeah, so Don Trump got in office.
The Don.
That happened over the weekend.
How do you guys feel about the whole, the electoral college?
There's a good jumping off point. How do you feel about the Electoral College?
How do I feel about it?
I don't understand, like, really, honestly, the thing that gets me is I don't understand, like, why, like, Maine is the only state that splits their votes. Like, why doesn't every state split their votes, like, into districts? And, like, because, like, you can win a state by, like, 12 votes and get the whole state. Which I just don't, I don't know. That doesn't make sense to me.
They designed it as a method to bridge the gap between states having rights to the federal union and individuals having rights to the federal union. So everybody's vote counted the same when it was just the 13 colonies, except that meant Rhode Island didn't have a whole lot of sway over places that were really packed, like Virginia and Massachusetts and New York. And then places like Texas and California got started, and they really started to run shit. Well before that is when they started the Electoral College. So they figured out we will have the populace, each state will get two votes because it's a state, and a certain amount of votes
for population.
For its population, yeah. So tried to split the difference between a popular vote and just voting by state.
But, like, I don't know. I guess it's state by state is how they split up. Like, they decide how they want to split up their votes, like, if they want to or not. But it just blows my mind that states don't just, like... I don't know. It doesn't make sense. Because, like, you can win a whole ton of... You can win, like, 30 votes in a state and only win that state by, like, of such a slim margin where it's, like, really... It was, like, almost 50-50.
How often does the Electoral College convene? Just for the federal election?
Who are these people?
So maybe they like made a note and are like, oh man, maybe we should change this. Well, when we get back in 4 years, we'll talk about it.
That's the thing. You're asking people who got elected to change the method that elected them. Like, yeah. The only people who can affect it are people who won an election.
They're like, shit, son. I'm making money, baby. I don't give a fuck.
Mr. President Trump. Would you consider getting rid of the one thing that got you elected?
Yeah.
You know what? I bet if it if he feels like it would save him later on, then he would do it.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Next election here.
Like, everybody, look what I just did.
There was a story on the news. I don't remember where I saw it, but the story was, I can't remember the highways. It was like the 5 on the West Coast that goes like all the way down like California all the way up to Washington or Oregon or whatever. And then like whatever the highway is, maybe the something, I don't know what number it is, but the highway going up the East Coast from like all the way on the one side from Florida all the way up to like Maine. Or New York or whatever. And it's like literally those two things were like plus 60 million votes for Hillary Clinton. And then everything in between it was like plus 60 million votes for Donald Trump. It's like, that's fucking crazy that it's like, I don't know. I don't understand. Yeah. I don't understand politics. I don't get it. I'm leaving.
I give up.
Every city runs blue, and every rural area runs red, with very few exceptions.
Yeah, does seem kind of seem to be the way.
What's your take on the Electoral College, MC?
You know, I get people's, when they talk about, oh, well, it's because certain segments of the population are in large numbers like you're talking about, but it's like, I don't know, we've got, whether you or in a giant cluster or a tiny group, like you're within the country's boundaries. So I don't understand why we don't just having the ability now with the internet and everything and technology just go off of popular vote. And I saw like after the election, a lot of people posting this map that was like the LA area and then like New York and maybe three other ones. And they're like, this is like a huge percentage of the population. They're like, this is why the Electoral College exists, so everyone's vote counts. And it's like, well, you actually make those people's votes count less because their popular vote doesn't matter because they live in a highly concentrated area. So it's like, I can't really say you call it a catch-22, but I don't see why we need it still. It seems like another layer of government to allow for like corruption and whatnot.
Yeah, they've got to figure out a way to keep the Russians voting online too.
Yeah.
How did they say that the Russians affected the election? Did I miss something?
It was really hard for me to follow. I didn't catch anything definitive.
Yeah. That's
what I gathered.
And I don't know. Like maybe they did, maybe they didn't. But I find it funny. Like Rudy and I were talking about how people get like real hypocritical when it comes to this stuff. How like for 6 months, all we heard about is how Trump was scared the Democrats were going to rig the election, meaning he totally thought it was possible. And then as soon as they're like, he heard, oh, well, we have proof or reason to believe the Russians hacked, he's like, that's impossible. What could happen?
He's a little one-sided. He's not impartial.
Yeah, it's everybody with it, though. Rudy and I were talking about it, like, when it comes down to, like, the news stations and that, like, if it's funny, the people that watch Fox will be like, well, CNN, the in thing now is to call CNN fake news, and they're just trying to brainwash you. They're fake news. And you go, oh, yeah, where'd you hear that? Well, Fox told me that. Oh, well, yeah, they're totally believable. And it happens the other way around, too. But, yeah, people are just so irrational and hypocritical about everything.
I think the whole thing for me with news is the fact that it's all – news is all fake. Not fake. Fake's not the right word. But that's what people call it. But all news is so, spun and opinionated that no matter what you watch now, you're always getting someone's opinion. And then also, when you watch that, you're like, okay, even if you're a well-educated and empathetic individual, you're going to most likely watch whatever you agree with. You don't want to watch someone disagree with you on TV all the time. Like, so you're going to, if you're a Republican or a conservative, you're probably going to watch Fox News. If you're a Democrat or a liberal, you're probably going to watch NBC or whatever.
Yeah. And that's what we were talking about earlier. These 24-hour news stations are the worst thing that could have ever happened to respectable journalism.
I want the facts. Can I get the facts?
What the facts?
The real facts or the alternative facts?
Yeah. We'll get to that.
What are alternative facts?
These news stations that have 24 hours of news coverage. There's not that much tight stuff that happens to even talk about.
Yeah.
So you know why these people are doing it now? It's to further the red team or the blue team's political agenda.
They do take that empty space for like commentary. Like it's they call it news, but it's news and commentary. They'll break a story, deliver a couple lines on it, and then talk about it for 35 minutes instead of going to some.
And this is what our panel,
Waco, Texas.
Like, and this is what our panel of idiots think.
Sure, you just want to hear some hot chick talk about it.
Yeah.
Oh God, she's so hot. Are you talking about Tommy Lahren?
Oh, she's not hot anymore. Her voice annoys the living shit out of me.
I'm not talking about how hot her voice is.
No, I know. I can't divorce the two. No, she's
so annoying.
I guess she's cute. Yeah. She got attacked recently, didn't she?
I don't know. Or I don't watch the news.
Neither do I. There was something on Yahoo News about her saying somebody tried to attack her.
Oh, jeez.
I'm sure she wasn't highly thought of yesterday in the midst of the Women's Day marches.
Yeah. So, what do you guys think about that, us dudes? I didn't march. I wasn't out there.
I mean, it's great. I don't think there's anything wrong with that at all. I think the thing that's wrong with it is like it. I think it kind of got a little hijacked, maybe. Where you know, it's. I mean, yeah. I mean, whatever. Women's rights. Women's rights are great.
Yeah, I'm not a woman, so maybe I didn't get the memo that there was supposed to be a massive march. So what was it about? Like,
I found out about it 4 days ago because my wife went and did it, and she was like, "You want to go to the march? There's millions of people doing it." I'm like, "How did I not hear?" All right,
a bunch of chicks.
And then, then some friends like, "You want to go play rugby tomorrow instead?" So I did that. That was much, much, much better. It was a lot more fun. But
and I'm not. Let me clarify. I'm not like ridiculing it at all. I like literally don't know what they were protesting.
What's happening either?
Sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was gonna say. As far as I understand, it was basically like the stuff that Trump had discussed doing, like campaign promises, which again gets into like the hypocrisy of it, because a lot of the people I saw on Facebook making fun of it were people that voted for him because of things he said he was going to do, and then the march was pretty much for the same purpose, like because he talked about he was going to make sure he appointed all these people that, you know, regardless of how you feel personally about abortion, like that he ensured that he was going to have it, you know, basically revoke Roe versus Wade to make sure it became illegal. So like that was one of the things, and then like a lot of the stuff that came along with Obamacare, that women were like, people were no longer going to have to supply like birth control options and things in their, in their health insurance plans. It's just all the stuff that he's talking about getting rid of that really don't affect you and I, but completely affect, you know, female population is pretty much what it was based upon. And I know there was more to it than that, but it was pretty much they were marching for the same reason that a lot of people voted for him, just the shit that he said he was going to do. Basically, be like, we're not down with that.
Just like, you know, giving him a warning shot across the brow here. Like, hey.
Yeah, which Teresa and I talked about is funny, because, like, God love you, we've got the right to do it, go do it if you're not one of the minuscule percentage of assholes that were breaking windows and, you know, shit like that, because there were some of those out. But I mean, that goes for everything. But like at this point, like there's no point. Like nothing is gonna make him, if he's like, I'm gonna do this, go, oh well, shit, this many people marched and said they don't want it, okay, you changed my mind. Like he's gonna do what he said he was gonna do if they allow it.
Unlikely.
Yeah, so it's like, use it, you're able to do it, but at this point, it's not going to do anything.
Two things. One, my friend posted this thing on Facebook, and it was about, like, those people breaking windows, and it was, like, like, this isn't what you should be doing. Like, that's what she said. Like, you shouldn't be breaking windows. And then I saw, like, the video of, like, them throwing rocks into the windows at Starbucks and all that stuff. And I go, oh, shit, was that from the protest for sturdier windows that happened last week? I thought that was hilarious. And then the other thing, I can't remember what other thing was, actually. Oh, with like, abortion and stuff, it actually, like, it was, like, 2 years ago, all of a sudden I had, like, a light switch flip off, and I'm like, wait a second. I'm like, I don't agree with abortion. Like, I would never, like, say that, like, if I was in a situation to get in a, like, where it was, like, an option to do that, I would probably never do it or, like, never recommend it. At the same time, I'm like, but that's me. Like, so I don't think I should take away other people's rights to do it just because if it was personally with me, I wouldn't do it, which is, like, I was like, oh, shit. That makes sense. Like, I never even thought about it like that. Like, the whole time until, like 2 years ago, I was like, no, it's wrong. But, I mean, it's weird. It's weird thinking about stuff, like, when you're like, oh, wait, other people have opinions, too. And you should probably at least give them the option if they don't think like you, I guess. I don't know. I don't like talk. We're talking too much politics. I feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, yes, we gotta have a hustle say guy and ladies to discuss the women's rights.
No, yeah, I was going to say, it's not even a matter of politics, man. It's just a matter of, like, I can't think of anything that I do currently I'd like the government to be like, you can't do that anymore. You know what I mean? Like, I'm in your boat. I don't agree with it. Like, I would have never wanted a chick to do that if it came to that. But, like, well, at the same time, it's not my place to tell somebody else what the fuck they're going to do.
It's their uterus.
Get U.S. out of my uterus. We must deploy troops to your uterus immediately. That's an onion joke. That's like, it just reminded me today. Like, I just thought about I've just been thinking about the onion, like, nonstop for probably, like, the last 14 months. Oh, just so you know, like, this is like, this seems like a giant onion, like, skit. Like, this entire political process and how the world's going is just like, wow, they nailed it. These guys are, like, the only newspaper I'll subscribe to.
Go ahead. Yeah, I didn't know if you were done. I was going to say, how long do you give it before Trump tries to take action against Saturday Night Live, like, to get them off the air?
No, he'll probably come out with a sweeter comedy show through one of his entertainment divisions. He's just going to go and get Vince McMahon to have him on WrestleMania again. He'll be like...
I watched that. I rewatched that right before he got elected.
It was awesome.
It was so good.
He chopped Vince McMahon's hair off. It was badass.
The thing I was actually going to say is point number two. See, I forgot it, and then I just started talking about something serious.
Uh-huh.
But what I was going to say was, is Donald Trump... I mean, because we talked about it in our pre-show podcast chat. Is Donald Trump pulling a Westboro Baptist Church... trying to unite the country against him.
Against hate.
Through hatred.
Yeah. A common hatred, yeah.
Where's Westboro Baptist Church been? They've succeeded in their goal. They're not doing anything anymore, from what I've heard. I don't watch the news, so I really don't know.
They probably ran through all their money driving their bus all over the goddamn country.
They probably got people that are just fed up with them and are like, hey, we're going to take you out back and beat the shit out of you.
And then Westboro Baptist Church was like, mission accomplished. We did it, boys.
That'd be the most boring victory party ever.
You know, it's just if aliens attacked Earth and the world unites against aliens. That's what Westboro Baptist Church and Donald Trump are doing. And I don't think people realize it. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Except I would like Ozymandias to be president. Like, that would be, like, you know what?
Probably so be Donald Trump's Ozymandias, you think?
No, I don't.
Yes, I did it!
I was talking... I'm like, what if Donald Trump's, like, totally playing the long con on us? And he's like, no, he's too stupid. I'm like, that's what he wants you to think! You don't get it!
All Trump is the long con. I don't know.
He's got Arnold Schwarzenegger on his old show! He's a fucking genius!
And a real quick joke, I don't think we're a racist nation at all. We elected an orange man as president.
I think. I don't get it.
Nice. Do you guys remember, I don't know if Matt and Sean, Samwell, but Rudy, you remember Dinosaurs when we were a kid?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, a TV show. Yes. There's a video out that's like 8 minutes long of
the baby smacking the dad in the head with the frying pan.
No, it's of let me see if I can find the picture I just grabbed. I don't know where it went. But there's a video of the boss from Dinosaurs, who was kind of a grouchy, angry guy.
The Triceratops, I think.
Yeah, something like that.
Oh, that show, yeah.
There's a video of him. Hold on here, let me get the picture. Where will I save this?
It's great.
Yeah, this is riveting, right? So, but yeah, there's a video of things that guy says on the show, combined with things Trump has said in speeches. And it's so dead on, it's hilarious. I mean, obviously it's all chopped up to
yes,
make it him. God damn it, Matt, that's the exact picture I was gonna paste. yeah, but it's so funny that it's like identical. I'll have to find the see if I can find it. I'll post it in the chat. You guys can watch it at some point. But yeah, it's just everything Trump has said in speeches, like when he like gets angry and yells about stuff he's gonna do. That Triceratops guy from Dinosaurs does the exact same thing. It's awesome.
Posted on our Facebook page.
Oh, all right, I'll find it here.
I really loved all the Biden memes that came out. The one where Biden's suggesting to President Obama, like, I'm trying to convince the Secret Service to make his codename Agent Orange.
He goes like, yeah, he's like, I changed all the locks in the White House. I'm like, is Joe Biden really that cool? Because I don't know. I don't watch the news.
I feel like they had to make Joe Biden that cool for those memes. Like he's, no, I don't think so.
Hilarious. For real though, whenever Joe Biden got, what was it, the Medal of Freedom?
Yeah.
Obama like just gave that to him, like on his, like when he was heading out of office. Like, I watched that, like, it was like a 20-second clip. They're like, oh, watch his reaction. And he, like, right when he's standing there, he doesn't know what's going on. And then, like, Obama's like, oh, okay, I don't even think there was audio in it. But, like, right when he, like, starts to give him the award, Joe Biden just, like, turns around, pulls out a handkerchief, which, if you have a handkerchief, you've gotten some respect from me, because it's baller as fuck. And so, like, he pulls out a handkerchief and just turns around, like, wipes his eyes, and he's just like... Like, he's about to start crying. I'm like, you know what, man? That's pretty tight. I'm like, I'm down.
God bless Joe Biden.
It's pretty cool. I don't care. Like, that's cool. I like, I respect the emotions. I dig it. It's just like...
Real character. Well, yeah, the Onion, like, makes him... The Onion had him as a character. He's just, like, a total dirtbag. Like, he's, he gives a press conference. I'm feel for the country has to buy skank ass weed.
Yeah. I like the one that says shirtless Joe Biden washes Trans Am in White House driveway.
Like they had like him on all fours, like Biden trying desperately to find the snake he lost in the White House before he has to leave.
I like the meme of Biden with the metal arm where it says something like, says, no, Joe, this doesn't make you a Power Ranger or something like that. But my all-time favorite meme out of him, out of that whole stretch, was the one where it shows Barack sitting at the desk with his like head in his hands, and Biden sitting next to the desk, and it says something like, I left a fake birth certificate in your desk drawer. And then Obama's like, Joe, why? And then underneath it, it's for Biden, it says something like, I also left a prayer rug mat in your bedroom. He's going to lose his shit.
Oh, gosh.
They're so good. All of them.
So, yeah,
we did get a text on the text line. I do want to read it. I've never seen so much bitching, crying, and complaining. I can't wait till he wins 45 states next election. 2018 Democrats are going to have to defend Senate seats in Indiana, Missouri, Montana, North Dakota, and West Virginia, Florida, Ohio, and Wisconsin. Republicans will sweep all those races and have a supermajority in the Senate. How did that asshole Trump win? Hillary is like the most honest person ever.
Well, and that's accurate. That's the thing, is it's turned into a thing that if you're against Trump, you clearly must have thought she was going to be do a good job. And it's like, no, you can not like them all.
Well, that was the whole thing with this election, was you didn't vote for Hillary or for Trump. You voted against Hillary or against Trump.
Yeah.
Yeah. Completely. Because totally. It was like, dude, I didn't like anybody going into an election.
Oh,
like,
yeah, I know.
These people are so gross.
It was like a double heel main event.
It's like, oh, what? I don't want either one of these guys to win. Vote for Gary Johnson. Throw your vote away.
Oh, yeah. We were talking about the Russian affecting the election.
Mm-hmm.
Which one of these, I typed into Google, how did the Russians affect the election? Which one of these websites do you think will have the best article? TheHill.com, right. Newsweek.com, FactCheck.org, TheAtlantic.com, Reason.com, TheBlaze.com, USA Today, Washington Post, CNN. Those are all the top.
In reference to The Blaze, because that's Glenn Beck's network, I heard recently that Glenn Beck came out and said that the Republican Party might have made a huge mistake with the whole Trump thing. I don't know if that's accurate or not.
Oh,
I just heard.
No, that, it is. That happened the night of the election.
He did say that?
When I was
watching. I thought
that
was interesting, because he's been a Republican superhero for a long time, until he left Fox News and started his own news network. Like, I can do this just as well as they can, and separate myself from a lot of shit that he didn't like about him. So he kind of, he took his own, took to the alt-right or non-Fox.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
That's exactly what we were talking about. He was just like, oh, I'm done putting this through the middle, man.
Yeah.
I don't listen to anybody.
Yeah.
So.
Bit of a business move. That's who St. Louis homegirl Dana Lash works for, I thought. I think she's working through the Blaze Network.
She did. Now she might.
She did.
I think she's back in St. Louis doing radio, but I don't know.
Yeah, the night
I heard
of the
her out
election,
here one night.
I was just going to say, for your Glenn Beck thing, the night of the election, they had him on, I don't even think it was a Fox thing. I think it was like CBS or NBC. And he pretty much like went off. He's like, I've always been a conservative Republican. If this is what that looks like now, I don't know what it is anymore. And I have to completely rethink my party affiliation and where I stand with what I believe. And yeah, like he lost his shit when they elected him.
Cool. It's good to see a little diffusion. I enjoy that.
I like a little chaos. Never hurt anybody. Especially with this crap. You can get at us at hustlecitypodcast@gmail.com. You can check out our Facebook page. We're putting up all these funny photos that we're talking about at hustlecitypodcast@facebook.com. You can also tweet at us at hustlecitypod. And you can also check us out on Patreon. Get at us on Stitcher, iTunes. Rate, review, subscribe, please. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm gonna look at that Patreon account. I might like. I don't know if it's linked to a credit card already. I don't know how that works. So
maybe we've got $50,000 of undeposited funds just sitting there, man.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing, too, because that's the thing we can do, I guess, is we can record, like, I could literally just, like, screen cap or use YouTube and then just, like, share our Skype feed, and then, like, we can just do a live podcast on YouTube for our fans. Like, if they donate whatever amount of money, we can give them, like, the key to the feed when we do
this. I will wear a top hat.
Boom! Donate $3.
Watch me wear a top hat.
Most of the donations are monthly, but you can set it up however you want. I'm still working on it, and by working, it's a very loose term.
Donate if you can.
Yeah, don't feel obligated.
Don't avoid buying the necessities to put money to donate for this entertainment.
Because we're gonna do it anyway.
Make America great again.
But let's change gears.
Okay.
You want to talk about the Skittles?
What?
Oh, did you see that?
Yeah, that's crazy.
It up there because
it looks like it was just like
Wait, what are you
just, talking just about? a series of coincidences that collided at the same time.
Yeah, with the Mars candy company was saying they have no idea.
What are you guys talking about?
Wound up there.
So there was a truck in upstate New York, somewhere. There's a truck somewhere, in rural somewhere that spilled a whole bunch of Skittles, like
taste
the back end of a truck's worth, like a ton of red Skittles all across the road.
So wait, time out. Did they have like Skittles loose in a truck?
It was in Wisconsin. Ironically enough, Matt.
Wisconsin.
But did they have the Skittles like they just like dumped?
Yeah, a ton they just of, some without guy shoveled them in
full of Skittles.
Uh-huh.
That doesn't make any sense. That's not sanitary at all. That's disgusting.
And so they were like, what are you guys doing? What were these going for? All these red Skittles. And they're like, well, we send some byproduct stuff to farms, but not from that factory. So we don't know why he was there. They can't figure out why that person with that load was in that area. Or why it's spilled. So it's just a giant fucking coincidence mystery.
I'm still waiting for, like, okay, so can you tell me, can you just explain what you're talking, I'm so confused by this whole thing. I don't understand.
There's a truck accident, a bunch of Skittles busted out. There's nothing much more to tell.
Yeah, I don't know what the history is.
Why this truck was there with all these red Skittles.
Loose red Skittles.
Yes.
The sheriff said, it's going to be a little hard to taste the rainbow with only red ones.
We're going to keep you in custody, Skittle boy.
Oh, thanks for the racist Indian joke.
Oh, boy.
You're welcome.
No, not you, the sheriff. You didn't say it. You were saying it in context. It's fine. You can say whatever you want as long as it's in context. It's one of my favorite stories from high school. I'm telling
you. It's like you can't.
No, I was telling us, no, I was sitting in gym class, right? And this, my teacher was like, I'm telling a story. And at some point in the story, someone, like, I was talking and I go, someone says, God damn it, motherfucker. And I went to a Lutheran school. And so she's like, what'd you just say? And I go, don't worry. It was in context. I didn't say that. That was in context. I was telling a story. And she was like, oh, okay. And I was like, that worked? I'm like, holy shit, that man! And she's like, just do 100 push-ups. I'm like, thank God you're a gym teacher.
You don't have to, you get to.
I was like, whew. I'm like, that would have been detention. Nice. Alright, anyway, let's change gears again. Because the Skittle story just doesn't make any sense in my head. I don't...
It doesn't make sense in anyone's head.
Well, we're definitely keeping an eye on it. And we'll keep you posted.
If that truck leaked... Those Skittles would be fucking disgusting, and just there would be goo everywhere.
They were getting rid of them.
What?
MC,
they're getting rid of them. They use certain excess Skittles and whatnot to send off to be a byproduct in cattle feed. And they don't know why this truck was in Wisconsin, though. Like, they wasn't supposed to be there. So that's what they're trying to figure out.
Made a wrong turn in New
Hampshire. Maybe the truck driver's just going to see his uncle or something.
Explain the cattle feed thing.
They break it down, they said, but I thought the same thing. I'm like, why the fuck are you feeding cattle Skittles?
Just pure sugar.
Yeah, but apparently they break it down and add it to a bunch of other shit to make it like nutritional feed for cattle.
Is this what Monsanto's doing now? Are these GMOs?
No.
I don't understand. I don't know anymore.
No, it's not.
I'm so confused.
You made Rudy grab his face. He doesn't understand why you're asking that.
I don't understand either. I'm too... Whatever. Fuck
when it. You... For all the... I'm sorry for all the listeners, but when you said that you told Matt that they were using it for cattle, his eyes, like, literally bugged out of his head. Like, because he's already confused. What? Just stack that on top of it.
Yeah. Slow down the information. I can't handle all this shit.
Where the hell did this cattle talk come from?
I gotta find another thing that takes a left turn like that.
What?
We have relatives that have cattle. Do they feed their cattle Skittles, is what I'm asking.
No one feeds their cattle Skittles on purpose.
man. I'm not talking about this anymore. I can't handle it.
Before we shift real quick.
Sorry,
talking about the march and Trump for a second. The Onion has an article right now that has a very angry-looking Mike Pence. It says Mike Pence disappointed in the 200,000 husbands and fathers who permitted women to attend March.
Mike Pence, a true man's man.
Did you see the Biden meme I posted about him?
Yeah.
It says, hold my hand, he'll freak Pence out.
That's hilarious. You know, Trump's got, I'm in Portland, so I've got a pretty good finger on the liberal pulse. It's pretty hard to avoid up here. You hear it whether you want to or not. We all started throwing around talk of adding Trump to a very short list of presidents that have been shot at. We were wondering if that would happen. Like, people have been pretty upset. Maybe that would be a thing that would happen. And then we started looking. So we all had to Google who's in line for president behind Pence. And I think it's
Rand Paul.
House
Speaker of the House, right?
House Representative Hillary Speaker. Clinton. No, it's House Representative Speaker. House is
second in line, or third in line. Paul Ryan.
Or Paul Ryan, that's what
and
I meant.
And then the next one is Orrin Hatch, who I don't know anything about.
Is that guy like 90?
Okay.
He's like 90 years old.
First off,
fourth in line. A lot of people have to die. But the thing, the people are like, maybe, like that Dave Chappelle joke, if I was the first black man to get elected president, I don't think they might want to hurt me, but they wouldn't hurt me because my vice president will be Mexican for insurance. Like, you can kill me, but you're just going to open up the border.
Well,
he's got a vice president that's worse.
The only people that get assassinated are people that actually do, like, super progressive, like, things to change, like, the world. Like Martin Luther King or other people that have gotten assassinated. I'm not listing them. I mean, you all know who I'm talking about.
Ron Reagan.
Certain Kennedys.
Yes.
Everybody in the tournament badass.
Yeah. Oh, also, I'll have to talk to you guys later about this, but I need some Teddy Roosevelt facts. And if you can remember what episode of our tournament of badass
he was in. Tiny circular glasses.
Because I want to get some Teddy Roosevelt factoids going on.
Super early, because I wasn't there for the voting. That was a little peeved. Yeah,
I just heard it because we did go back and talk about him a little bit. I forget who he went up against.
He went up against FDR. Ridiculous.
He beat FDR, didn't he?
No, FDR beat him.
I remember.
Did FDR win though? Did
play-in game?
Did FDR win? What? Teddy Roosevelt was in the play-in?
I can remember Danny being super pissed because he went on some epic rant about being the New Deal, being a raw deal, and there's no reason he should have won.
Dude, I guarantee you the only reason FDR beat Teddy was because of your fucking FDR impression.
Who's that?
That was JFK.
Oh, yeah.
Rudy? God. Yes.
They both have initials.
Clint Eastwood impersonation.
Yeah, your Garth Brooks impersonation. Let's switch gears.
Okay.
Well, that's another thing. Real quick, that's another thing that I love listening to the back episodes for is all the time that Matt swaps two things. Like, you were trying to talk about Metroid on the cover of a Nintendo Power that you used to cover your arm and you broke it. You're like, yeah, it has Samus Aran on it. And Matt was thinking about the GameCube game Metroid Prime, but instead he said, oh, yeah, you know, with Optimus Prime. And they're like, what? Like, every three episodes, he just swaps out two words in his mind. He gets one right, but the other one not.
Who was that, Matt, when you were, like, the actor?
I say that with everyone. Like, literally any person you name, I just say that for fun.
He gets Garth Brooks, Mel Brooks, and Mel Gibson all mixed up.
The other day, I also saw on Twitter, as randomly racist, a tweet from Tom Sizemore, and I... it took everything I had not to text him or to tweet him about making him in action.
The other one I do, which is kind of racist, is the I always like, and I don't actually mix them up like when they're acting, But like whenever I'm talking about them, I always say the wrong name is Samuel L. Jackson, Morgan Freeman, and Denzel Washington. And
Yeah.
like it's I never like I know exactly who they are, but whenever I'm talking about them, I'll just say the wrong name like all the time. So like whenever I'm talking to a friend about one of their movies, he's like, "You're racist." I'm like, "No. I just am horrible with names. Like I do this with everybody."
If I was racist, I wouldn't go see those
I
movies.
just got FDR and fucking JFK mixed up. Like that's how my brain
Has
works.
three-letter
They
names.
both have initial they use initials. So it's I'm sorry. What are you gonna do?
Awesome.
That's funny, man. Makes you.
Yeah, it makes my brain crazy.
Some quick Teddy Roosevelt facts. He was born in New York and he's an asthmatic.
No
I don't
wonder
know
he had a
that.
horse.
I know, what?
No,
School.
no wonder he always
And
was
he
riding a
loved
horse.
bears.
Yeah. Couldn't breathe.
He went to work on a
Love
dude
boxing
ranch.
champion.
Yeah. He went to work on a dude ranch because he wanted to be a cowboy because he'd heard all these stories of the glorified American West. But he grew up a rich kid in New York, so he went to work on a ranch just so he could get that experience. And
Just like
there's
Donald Trump.
a good hardcore history episode about him. Yeah, actually, there's kind of some parallels to him and Donald Trump that I found somewhat interesting. He might be fairly uninformed, but.
Anyway, I don't need Teddy Roosevelt facts now. I was
Oh,
just curious
good.
as to when that podcast was. Let's switch gears.
Absolutely.
Robot news.
You got some right now, or you Googling
That
that?
was a queue up for
No.
Superstar MC.
Yeah, we've got one that I
Oh,
posted
okay.
in the chat. If you guys want to pull it up, you can see it. There's a squishy robot heart now to help with heart failure. They've tested it in pigs, where it will actually massage the heart, causing it to pump. The big deal is because there's so many people waiting on heart transplants that they're just never going to be able to fill the list, so people are just dying off. So they're hoping to eventually get it tested in people. It says right now around the world there's an estimated 41 million people suffering from heart failure. So hopefully that'll keep some loved ones alive and whatnot.
I don't normally enjoy when the word squishy comes before robot.
It is a little odd.
I don't like it when squishy comes after robot because that makes me think it's going to kill me. Also, hang on, you guys talk for a
Gonna
second.
switch gears again?
No, we're not switching
Yep.
gears yet. We're gonna
Yeah.
switch gears in a minute, but I want to talk about CES. Which just happened, like,
CES?
consumer. Fuck, I have no idea actually what it stands for. Consumer electronics something.
Oh, okay. I got you.
The big
For
convention.
what? It was in Vegas.
Yeah, it's like the big convention with like all the top gadgets that are coming out, and probably not coming out this year, but they're like prototypes. Oh God, if I can
Contemporary
pull it up.
electronics.
Oh, okay. So here, I'm gonna list off a few things here. And you guys tell me what you think. So this is a list of the 11 all the best highlights from CES 2017, which just happened on January 9th or January 5th through the 8th. This article's from the 9th. So the first one is LG's signature WO OLED TV is an absolute stunner. Oh, well, okay. So it's a 65 to 77 inch model, running LG's custom TV software, webOS, and it is, where is, oh, and it's a wafer, this, so this TV is a wafer thin 2.57 millimeters.
Jeez.
So you can, it's like a poster.
Nice. Yeah, I mean, that's where we're going with that. They've been just trying to make TVs as light and skinny as possible. You slap them anywhere.
Have we Have we already won that battle, though? Like, do we? When will that stop?
Won't ever stop till you're wearing clothes that you can watch HD movies on.
That would be nice. I would love to walk
your
out
whole
with
house,
like,
your whole house, any wall, any flat surface. You just put a, it'll just pop up your old baseball game
right off your wrist.
Yeah, that's one thing I'm surprised I haven't seen happen yet is that
you've seen, just like, projects the, directly into your brain.
Well, like, have you seen those things where it looks like almost like a Fitbit that has, like, been rumored that they're going to make for, like, iPhones and that, where you can kind of flip your wrist back and forth real quick, and your phone will actually, you won't have to take it out of your pocket, it'll project the screen down onto your forearm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh.
Those are pretty, that's pretty badass.
The thing I don't understand is, maybe that's already happened, but why isn't there, like, so, why aren't there, like, HUD, like, HUD screens on, like, motorcycle helmets? Like, don't you think that'd be real easy to just put a screen and have your speed in one corner, the direction you're going, like a GPS? Like, couldn't you just have that all on your visor, on your helmet? Like, that wouldn't be hard to do, right? Like, they already have that technology.
Let's get on it, Prod Matt. Let's make some money.
Well, it's funny you should ask. They do have them.
Oh!
They started about $400 for just the helmet.
That's way too expensive. But that's actually, it? with that TV stuff,
I'm
it'll probably
one to
be
ride,
a lot
drive
sooner.
My car with.
Well, just drive around with the helmet on.
Yeah, just for the helmet.
Yeah, exactly. Just like you're like, I'm Racer X.
Yeah, it's called the Revu MSX1 rear view helmet.
So, let's see. I'm kind of going through this because this list is bullshit and it doesn't just list products and it doesn't actually give you, like, specs on anything. But one of the things is the wireless HTC Vive VR thing. So have you guys ever tried any virtual reality products at all?
I have not.
I tried the Virtual Boy back in the day from Nintendo.
Classic.
Oh, yeah.
One of the best and worst things of all time.
I was just like, it's not going to get any better than this.
So I was going to do this, and then I ran out of money, and so I never did it. But there's a thing called Google Cardboard. It's like $20 on Google. It's literally just a cardboard thing. You fold it up, and then you can put it around, like, if you have an iPhone, Android, whatever, you can put it around it. And then it has, like, little lenses in it, so you can sit with the thing on your face and you can, like, play VR games on your phone.
So you right, can, games.
Like, look around and do, not really games, I don't know, maybe games, I don't know. But, like, you can look around and, like, there's, like, things where it's, like, there's dinosaurs or, like, whatever it is, you know. And then I've heard a whole bunch about, like, just, like, the Android phones are really big into that kind of thing, too.
I don't want to assume that you guys do know this or don't know this, but 3D videos are pretty widely available on the old Pornhub.
Do you mean
don't
wait,
really know?
Do you mean 3D or virtual reality?
No, three dimensional visual effects, not CGI.
360.
360. There you go. Well, then they've had the 3D ones for a long time.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I think they've. They obviously weren't 3D, but I think they've been making video, like, DVDs for a long time where they shoot one scene from multiple angles and you get to, like, be producer guy, pretty much. I don't know if they still do that. I know they did a while back.
That'd be sweet. I would love to see, like, the camera set up for one of those. Like, what does that take to film?
Have you ever seen a 360 camera?
Really, no. You look like you're in the Blair Witch Project.
It's like a stick, and then it records everything around. But there are actually, because I used to follow this chick, Adra Fox, on Snapchat.
Yeah, I might know about that.
You might know about it? All right. So Adra Fox filmed she posted a picture of herself as Harley Quinn. And I was like, oh, I got to check that action out.
Let me Google that real quick.
And then,
just to verify.
Yeah.
I was going to say the chat seems bare.
And then And then I could never find it. It turns out that Harley Quinn video was made for a virtual reality, like, porn. And I was like, God damn it. So I couldn't find it. But, you know.
Yeah, you're right. Man, I figured that would pop up instantly. What the hell?
Give it time.
It's not available. It's only available on virtual reality, which virtual reality is different than 360, because virtual reality is, so the way their cameras are set up, it's two cameras. So if you ever watch a virtual reality like video, if you're ever watching a screen cap of virtual reality, it's two screens that are like this, you know, like they're like,
yeah, that's
they're
great for. It's great for all the listeners.
Well, yeah. So, I was doing it so you guys could describe it. They're overlapping pictures.
Overlapping,
like, where you're
O's,
at. Yeah.
Kind of like binoculars, how they come together when you put it, like, when you got the two separate lenses.
Exactly. Yep. Yeah, so that's something that's really, it's like, huh, how come? So I used to mess with it on my phone. Like, I would try to watch those videos on YouTube, and I would just try and put my phone super close to my face and, like, try and get my eyes to, like one of those, what are those puzzles called? Like, the pictures where you can see a 3D image?
Magic Eye.
Yeah, the Magic Eye puzzles. I was trying to do that and, like, somehow focus, and then I was like, oh, wait, I'm about to have a seizure. This is.
And you gave yourself an aneurysm.
Yeah, and I died. So, but... That's something. I think that's going to get real big too. That virtual reality kind of thing is going to get big, because I think it's becoming more widely available.
Yeah, iPhones are awesome. So are Androids.
All the phones are awesome.
My Android. I also we talked in one of the old episodes about how I had a Windows phone and how a regrettable decision that was.
Oh yeah.
And everyone agreed. Like, yeah, that was really dumb. Yeah, I know. Here I am, though.
Struggling, too.
I made it through.
Yep. I didn't have any of the good apps. I just had... But Windows platform, their operating system and their phones were huge in China, so you could get all these Chinese apps. I'm like, oh, this is really great.
Well,
all right, let's switch gears.
I like some more gear switching.
Sugar?
Yeah.
Do you have some questions?
We were shifting up at like a 4 or 5, or we're downshifting.
We're downshifting now. We're back to gear 2. If you guys weren't, if you weren't keeping track at home, we've shifted from 5 to 4 to 3 to 2 now. We started at 5, surprisingly.
We stalled out. We stalled out one time.
Someone, the clutch slipped. We've been stripping our gears a little bit for the last 10 minutes. Now we're back to 2. Trying to buckle it into 1 so we can go parallel park in a few minutes.
We got pulled over, got a ticket for.
We did not get a ticket. I told him alternative facts were that his radar gun did not work properly, and it got us out of it.
There we go. It's alternative facts at work. Touchdown.
It's pop culture working for you.
Atlanta Falcons and Patriots in the Super Bowl. Everything's going good. So, Sugar, do you have any questions for me?
Yeah, that's my bad.
I don't know how many times we can transition to you before we...
I completely forgot I brought that up and wanted to talk about it. I get ADD pretty bad. It's easy to distract me. Yeah, I was curious about how the foster care went. It was just a temporary assignment?
Oh, well, yeah, it always is. That's when you're fostering, you're not like, if you're only doing foster care and you're not adopting, it's, you know, you're just pretty much providing a place to live for the kids, and, you know, you don't yell at them or be a dick.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I take care of them and that's it. So
policy.
Yeah. So we, like, you know, you can tell them what you're like, criteria is for the kids. So we said we could keep like siblings and stuff, but they have to be under a certain age.
Okay.
And that's it. And then they like, so I got my.
Did you know exactly how long you were going to have them for?
No. Hell no. Nobody knew nothing.
Yeah, talk about that. Talk about that a little bit.
They dropped them off at like early in the week, and the guy never talked. Nobody talked to us till like the next week.
Yeah.
You know, like, hey, you know, like this is our first time doing this, buddy, right? And, he was like, oh, yeah, I meant to call you. I'm like, oh, okay. So that's how this is going to go. But, it changes with every single case. So this one, like, we had them for a while, and then we thought we were going to have them for a lot longer. And then the next day they said, nope, we're going back with their grandparents.
Wow.
And that was it. Totally worth it.
Awesome. Well, I'm glad really, really proud of you for doing that. I'm glad to hear it. Are you still on a list to receive kids? Like, could they call you, like, you got two more next week?
Yeah. The wife's getting antsy. She needs babies. Baby blues up in here. Yeah, it's we were on a list. They said for some reason we called them after the kids left, and they're like, oh, we got you on hold. And we're like, why? We're like, oh, didn't you want to be in on it? We're like, no. We only had kids for like 9 days. And yeah, it seemed like a long time when we had them, but no, let's get this going. Mm-hmm. We've been waiting for like a month and a half.
So. And that was right before Christmas too, which was crazy. Like when that happened, and I was in town. I was like, "What? Right before Christmas? They're just what? Like, that's crazy."
Yeah.
I mean, that's intense. That's intense with two foster kids. Like at that point in like the year, with just that's insane. Like that just blew my mind. I was like, "What?"
Yeah, no, it was a wild situation, and it's like, you know, it was really something special to see it worked out, you know. So, yeah, the foster care is going strong. We're just chilling, waiting for some more kids to come by.
Glad to hear it. Do you I guess you got them for Christmas break, so there wouldn't be. Do they? I mean. What would happen if you got school age kids? Would they switch schools, or did you guys?
Yeah, it depends. Because for some reason we lived in like the same district or whatever, it wouldn't be a problem. But it's a whole thing because they're still like wards of the state, so right. They have teachers for school and they're on Medicaid and stuff. So you really don't pay anything out of pocket unless you want to.
Nice. Did you? And you don't have to answer this if you want. But did you get a? Do you get a stipend with each assignment?
They pay you like $13 to $15 a day for each child.
Oh wow.
Talk about lucrative. Not really.
Yeah. Exactly.
You're not gonna make any money on it, so it definitely makes you have your heart on the right place, you know, because you're like, oh, I'm gonna get a bunch of kids in here and make some bank. No.
I imagine they do have to keep it low for that reason.
Yeah, it would be like an ante situation.
Yeah,
have these kids scrubbing the flow.
Well, you know, you teach
drinking.
Them.
Straight vodka, like Carol Burnett.
Here's how to work a sewing machine.
That original Annie was so hilarious, dude. Where, like, Carol Burnett was such a drunk bad guy, and she just boozing it up all at her desk. It was like, oh, this is great. It's a kid's movie, too, back in the 70s.
They gave zero fucks back then.
But anyway, hustlers.
Yeah. Thanks for telling me about that.
No problem, man. You can just hit me up anytime. Or you can hit us up at hustlecitypodcast@gmail.com. You can tweet at us at hustlecitypod for all your parenting and foster care questions and needs. You can also tweet
Check out our Facebook page at Hustle City Podcast, and check out our Patreon account. You want to donate a couple bucks for this magic, hit us up, patreon.com/Hustle City Podcast. And also check us out on Stitcher and iTunes for all our archive material, and you can rate, review, and subscribe to get future material delivered right to your device, Google Play, Android, iPhone. I think I hit everything there.
It sounds like you want to switch gears. Let's switch gears into first gear, slow it down, and let's talk about some alternative facts.
All right. We'll end on this note. Fading.
So how do we want to do that, Matt? Do you want me to present you a situation, and then you can tell me what your alternative fact would be?
So apparently I've been looking up alternative facts, and it says alternative facts are not facts. They're just bullshit is basically what I'm reading. So yeah, okay, I'm down. Yeah, let's do it. I can provide alternative facts for
all I'm right.
good. I'm,
so,
I'm good with it.
Scenario number one.
Let's go.
Matt has a hard night of partying and wakes up next to a young lady he does not know. 2 weeks later, he's informed that she is pregnant. Alternative fact your way out of this one, Matt.
Alternative fact. How do I know that I banged you?
How do I know that your womb didn't take my DNA without my permission?
My lawyer will be in touch.
Yeah. Alternative fact, why is it my fault?
Okay. So that didn't go that well, but
no. I'm not, hang on. That was a tough one. That was a tough one to start with.
I already touched on the speeding ticket, so we can't go with that one. Sugar Sam's in a class. The teacher is unhappy with his answer. He wants to alternative fact his way to an A. Go.
What am I alternativizing?
I don't know. That's pretty vague, isn't it?
I don't know what I got wrong. I mean, you tell me what I got wrong.
This is a lot
wrong.
Better on paper, Matt, than what it's turning out to be.
And I'll tell you, you know you're wrong.
We gotta weave through it.
Oh, man.
No. If you get a question wrong on a test, you say, I think that the fact is that my answer was in some way right. If we're talking about...
My answer was right. Your question was wrong, pal.
Yeah, alternative fact. Go fuck yourself.
That's not the right answer. What was the wrong question, too?
How about this? How about this for alternative facts? I'm going to read some tweets that are hashtag alternative facts. If you fail a test, just explain to the teacher that you used hashtag alternative facts. Apparently, that's just as acceptable as actual facts. From at Kayla Salgado 7. From at Full Frontal Sam B. Hillary is president right now. I choose to believe this. Hashtag alternative facts.
Oh, man. So it's pretty much like you creating your own alternative universe and just making your own facts.
Yeah, no, I think that's pretty much what it is.
So it's kind of just lies?
Yeah.
Trump, open quotations, 37% of Americans approve of me. Round that up to 40. Add 10. Round again to 100. And everyone loves me because math. End quote. Hashtag alternative facts.
I think the alternative facts isn't about lying. It's more about like just really willful imagination. Like, no, this is how it is. Like just getting back to being like six and be like, I swear to God, there's a dragon over there. Don't tell me.
How do you explain this car accident? Fucking mole people. That's what happened. I like your alternative fact here, Coleman. The Incredible Hulk has never beaten a honeybee in a fist fight. True.
Okay.
Also true, the Incredible Hulk's not a real thing. It's an imaginary construct.
I also want to note that on Twitter, when I sort by hashtag alternative facts and say top, that the top liked things are not fucking on the top, and it's really pissing me off.
What?
I'm trying to sort by, like, the best.
That's not like an alternative fact in and of itself. Like, yeah. This is not the top search Google.
Yeah, Twitter, learn how to organize shit by top rating, okay. You fucking douche.
That Albert Einstein was full of shit.
Well, that's true. Alternative fact, Newtonian gravity laws don't make any sense.
Comedy Central, alternative facts are just like regular facts, except you're full of shit.
Alternative fact, my shoes cost $4 million.
At so Ted Leo, as a Dem, I am thrilled at Kellyanne Poles and at Sean Spicer are being mocked for spewing false hashtag alternative facts. As an American, I am horrified. I don't know if that was a good one or not. I just read one that felt like it had a good thing. Nobody has more, at just one more Ashley says, nobody has more respect for woman than me. Believe me, Donald Trump. Hashtag alternative facts.
Wait, can you do that one again?
I can. Open quote. Nobody has more respect for women than me. Believe me. End quote. Donald Trump. Alternative facts.
Oh. Did you hear the Super Bowl? It's the Steelers and Packers this year.
Alternative facts. You have a better shot at seeing Donald Trump's tax returns than Kellyanne Conway actually telling the truth. Hashtag alternative facts.
Somebody took a video of the women's march. You can tell there's so much pink in the crowd. It just says, what a turnout for the inauguration. Alternative facts.
This one might actually be funny. At just Latasha 404 says, According to your resume, you are not qualified. Me. Those are hashtag alternative facts. Job. Hands me a raise.
I don't think that's ever going to happen.
Yeah.
So somebody took a picture of the Titanic sinking and imposed, what's his name, Sean Spicer? White House press secretary on top of it and put like a little cartoon bubble that says, we had a record number of passengers. Everyone enjoyed themselves. Again, contrary to what the liberal media is reporting. The Titanic sinking in the background.
Don't worry.
And on that note,
at Flicklin says, don't worry, Wisconsin. I just spoke with Sean Spicer and he said the Packers are actually up by 3 touchdowns. Hashtag GB versus ATL. Hashtag alternative facts.
Alright.
At Jen Statsky says, Donald Trump's father hugged him. Hashtag alternative facts.
Play the rapping music on him.
Yeah.
Oh, God, turn the music on. I can't for Prod Matt, for Superstar MC, for Sugar Sam, for me, Rude Dog, keep loving each other. Women, men, black, white, we're all people. We're all just trying to get around this crazy world, get that next bowl of ramen, pay that bill, watch that next Marvel superhero movie. So be nice to each other and hustle hard. Hustlers.
Hustle.
Good night now.
Hustle on, hustler.
See ya, man.